Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
If you're looking for some great limousine genetics, take a look at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale coming up Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 90 LimFlex bulls. You can attend the sale in person, or you can watch and participate with dvauctions.tv. The sale catalog is available on the Coyote Hills website, coyotehillsok.com. Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m., Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
A farmer's hands deserve a hand. These are the hands that hold the soil, sow the seeds, that build, fix, and mend as they firmly grip the wheel of the entire operation. At BASF, we ensure your hands also hold the rewards of your work with smart farming technology and digital tools like GrowSmart Advantage to help every acre perform at its peak. So at season's end, we can all put our hands together for a farmer's hands. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
We're talking now with Tyler Norvell, Oklahoma Youth Expo. Tyler, 2022, a lot of promise for maybe a more normal OYE, whatever that is, but compared to the last 2 years, for sure.
Yeah, well, I don't even think we realize what normal is anymore. Just chaos is normal for us. I mean, even you go back to 2019, we had the PED outbreak with the hogs. I mean, everything was normal, but we had to deal with a lot of different things. And then, you know, 2020, the cancellation, which is horrible. And last year, another PED outbreak where we had to show the gilts after the bears. So this year, it's going to be fun to have the normal schedule. I'm very much looking forward to be able to have a gilt sale normal like we have during the bear show. I mean, that's one of my favorite events, and always has been. The number of people, the opportunity for those young people to sell their livestock, their breeding gilts, and so anyway, there's a lot of optimism around it, and knocking on wood, everything stays normal this year.
On the gilt show, in other words, or the gilt sale, you're going to, for the first time in a couple of years, be able to get back to doing a in-person as well as online.
Yeah, exactly. Last year we had it in person, but it was a week after the show, so we didn't have the crowd we'd always had, even though we sold 120 gilts for $1 million. It was incredible. But this year we're going to be able to have the big crowd, have it on the fairgrounds, have it online, and just the way it was, and one of the most look forward to events of OYE every year.
You know, the entries, obviously, another record.
Yeah, they're phenomenal, the number of entries. I mean, 15,000 hogs entered alone, over 20,000 animals total. You assume well over half of those will show up that got entered. So the entries are great. The interest in the show's great. The sponsorships are up again this year, which is tremendous, and we appreciate so much. And it just goes to show how much the companies, the people of Oklahoma believe in this program, believe in our youth.
Well, one last question. You obviously, you not only interact with folks in state, but around the country as well. You've worked with California and some other states on their junior shows. What do they think of OYE?
They think OYE's the standard. They wouldn't be calling us if we weren't. I don't say that to brag, but we've got the best staff, not me, but the ones that work for me and work with me. They're incredible, and we're lucky to have them. And they look and they say, we want to be you. And I always tell them they're missing two things no other state has that we have, and that's Bob Funk and Jimmy Harrell. Those guys set us on a course to get us where we're at today. Right. And they kept us afloat 20 years ago when there wasn't much money in this. And I tell them, you've got to go find a Bob Funk and Jimmy Harrell. Well, their passion is your program, and they'll do whatever it takes to make it succeed.
The president of Oklahoma Youth Expo, Tyler Norvell. Our coverage for the next 2 weeks being powered by Hillary Communications. We'll start with the Ag Mechanics Show on Wednesday, Thursday. Commercial breeding gilts, the first animals to be shown. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 10th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Texas on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,070 head, 6,200 feeder steers, 3,600 feeder heifers, 7,800 weaned calves, and more. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your farm and ranch news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.